And good morning. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Amen. It's so good to see y'all. If y'all wondering who talking, for those who not familiar, pay no attention to the man in the pulpit. It's me down here on the thing. So don't nobody be thinking about, ooh, God spoke today, child. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister. So how y'all doing? Yeah, amen. Come on, give God some praise. I got a little bad news to start off with. Yeah, Deacon Emerson Smith was supposed to lead us off in worship with a song, but he claims to have throat troubles. So yeah, I guess we're going to miss out today. But anyway, it's good to see all of y'all. I mean, I saw y'all before I sat down, so it's good to see all of y'all. We thank God for another Sunday. We thank God for another day. And it's just a blessing to be here. Yes, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're going to kick off our worship this morning with a special treat. You see him? With a special treat. All right, that's better. Y'all know how to behave up in here. We're going to kick it off with a special treat. Y'all supposed to say amen before I tell y'all what the treat is. We're going to kick it off with a special treat. All right. Our special treat is Brother Harrison Killian.
Amen. He plays so fine, don't you agree?
So Harrison is going to kick us off with our praise and worship this morning. Thank you.
outstanding, exceptional. To God be praised. Good morning to you, my brothers and sisters. It's good to see you again this another day, Lord's Day Sunday morning. From last Sunday to this Sunday, God has been good. God has been merciful. God has been kind. God has blessed. As we're about to go into our communion service, scripture reading this morning is coming from Matthew, the 16th, 13th, through the 18th chapter. It reads, "Now when Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they answered, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or just one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, the Son of the Living God.' Then Jesus answered him, 'Blessed, spiritually secure, favored by God, are you, Simon of Jonah, because flesh and blood or mortal man did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.'" God's word for God's people. On the night before Calvary, he sat in the upper room with his disciples. And when he had taken the bread, broke it and blessed it, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Let us eat together." And in the like manner, when he had taken the cup, blessed the cup, saying, "This is the blood in the New Testament. For as often as you drink this, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again." Let us drink together. Put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. Ushers, if there are those in the vestibule, you may allow them in at this time. Just remember his goodness and his mercy towards you. For his goodness toward us.
Goodness.
It's for his goodness and his mercy. We extend to you this invitation, if you so choose to desire, to come up to the altar in corporate prayer and praise. Merciful and Heavenly Father, our prayer, first of all, is simply your praising for who you are. Humbling ourselves, Lord, in your presence. Thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, and your kindness toward us. Lord, we thank you for Jesus in our lives. Thank you for loving us enough allowing us to know more about you, to see all the wonders of your love. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for a closer walk with you. Lord, we pray that and give thanks for your presence in our lives. Sometimes it may feel that we're all alone, experiencing life's trials and tribulations, our highs and our lows. But thanks be God that you're an ever-present help. We lean on, we trust in, we believe in your word, comforting us, saying that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Even when we don't feel you, Lord, the relationship goes beyond a feeling, because our feelings are fickle. But we know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that nobody but God. Who listens to our cries during a midnight or darkened hours. Who discerns our thoughts when they're confused. When our hearts are lonely, Lord. When we don't have answers, we thank you for being the answer. Lord, we don't know what to pray for, because there's nothing that your loving hands have not provided. You have satisfied all of our needs. We thank you, Lord. Continue to soften our hearts. Renew in us the right spirit. With a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, Lord. We go through and we come out for your glory. In all things we're grateful, Lord. Keep us humbled. continue to nurture, mature, and draw your people close to you. Thank you for an ear to hear and eyes to see. We pray and give thanks for your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just playing it softly.
He'll do it.
Well, good morning. The purpose of this announcement is to inform you about an upcoming change to our order of service. After much prayer, reflection, and discussion, the Lay Council will implement the following change to enhance our worship experience. Starting on January the 5th, 2025, the ushers will reintroduce the traditional practice of collecting tithes, offering, and benevolence at the beginning of our worship service. Offering and tithes are not merely a financial transaction, but an acknowledgement of God as the source of all our blessings and our expression of our gratitude for His grace. Through our generosity, we honor God and demonstrate to fulfill His mission, support His ministries, and serve those in need within our community. Thank you.
I'm still filled from the violinist. When the Lord said, let everything praise the Lord. String instrument, he praised the Lord with that violin, didn't he? Hey, amen. I'm still trying to get myself together. I felt that. Oh, Lord. So the first Noel, page 63 in your hymnal, we're going to all sing that together this morning. And we're in the season of hope, peace, joy, and love. That's what this season is all about. So the first Noel was our first blessing, right? That's when the king came for the first time. So if you all can stand and please sing with us this morning, page 63 in your hymnals. Come on, everybody. Go! We here to praise the Lord. All right? The angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay, their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the king of Israel. They looked up and saw a star. shining in the east. Beyond them far. Into the earth. It gave great light. And so it continues, both day and night. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. Third verse, and by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek a king. Was their intent? Wherever it went. Let me hear you. Noel. Yeah, Noel. 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 One is the King of Israel. It took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay right over the place where Jesus lay. Praise the Lord. He is the King, right?
Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm washed in His blood. And what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. That's why I trust in God. my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God. Hey, yeah, my Savior, the one. All is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow is ordering my steps. This is my story. This is my song, I'm praising my risen King and Savior. Oh, the day long, that's why I trust in God, yeah, my Savior, the one, he's the one who will never fail. He'll never fail. Come on, sing it with us. I trust in God. Oh, my Savior. He's the one. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor received begging bread. Now let me tell you why I trust him. Because I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. And I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. And that's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. Has anybody ever tried him? Anybody ever tried him? I sought the Lord. Did you call him? Did he answer? That's why. That's why I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he heard. Yes, he did. I sought the Lord, and he heard. Yes, he did. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I did. I sought the Lord, and he, has anybody ever called him out there? That's why. Hey, my Savior, he's the one who will never fail. He'll never fail. I trust in God. Ooh. I did, y'all. I did, y'all. He answered. I saw the Lord. He did. He did. And that's why I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. Yes, I did. He heard me. He answered. I sought the Lord. He heard me. He heard me. He answered. I sought the Lord. He heard me. He answered. That's why I sought the Lord. The Lord, yeah. He heard me. He answered. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. God. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him, God. My Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Before I go up, y'all, if y'all don't mind, let me do this again. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. Come on, if you know he answered your prayer, come on and sing it with us. And he answered. That's why. Get back up on your feet and give him some praise. I sought him. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. I sought the Lord. And he heard. And he answered. That's why. That's why I'm God, God. That's why I trust in God. My how many people out there know he's a prayer answering God? Yes, he is. He's a prayer answering God. Amen. Amen. God, our Father in heaven, we thank you, we honor you, and we give you all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all all right? Let's go to Philippians 2 and Colossians 1. Philippians 2 and Colossians 1. Philippians 2 and Colossians 1. Who is this Jesus for real, though? Let's start at Philippians 2. Picking up on what we've been discussing recently. Philippians 2, beginning at verse number 5. Philippians 2, beginning at verse number 5. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind. Y'all see that? Be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. One of the things that the Holy Spirit will produce in the believer is humility. He will produce humility. Let's keep reading. Who, although being essential, okay, here we go, y'all. Talked about this. Who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, meaning he possesses the fullness of the attributes which make God God, did not think this what? Okay, y'all sleep. Okay, let me try it again. Did not think this what? Okay. All right, thank you, Deacon. I appreciate it. Equality with. Stop. Before he became the Son, and before he took on the form of a servant, he was equal with God. That's where we get, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What's she doing? She could have come out here. I love her courage. You know, she just so did not think this equality. I'm saying that again because I want y'all to understand. He was equal with God. Equal with God. I want y'all to get that first. Why y'all looking at these little manger baby scenes? He was equal with. That means he was sovereign over everything. And for you, he gave that up. Me, Jamar, they'll be all right. I ain't going nowhere. I like where I is. I'm going to stay where I is. Jesus' love is such that he gave up his universal position. That's one of the reasons
why Satan didn't know who he was in the wilderness. And why Satan kept asking, if you are, how you gonna go from God to this? If you are the Son of God, do this. If you are the Son of God, do this. Because how you gonna go from the one we read last week that the entire host of heaven worships to this? So he was equal with God. Look at verse number 7. But stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity. Why did he strip himself of that? So as to assume the guise of a servant or a slave. How did he assume that form? In that he became like men and was born a human being. We cannot look at the sun directly. We can't even look at an eclipse directly. The sun is one of the smallest stars in our solar system. Let me say that again. The sun is one of the smallest stars in our solar system. The sun is a star. Earth is a planet. And Pluto, they ain't figured out what that is yet. But it's one, listen to what I'm saying, as huge as it is, it's one of the smallest stars. That's not even getting to the stars that are in the Andromeda galaxy, because we're in the Milky Way galaxy. The stars in the Andromeda galaxy, we're not even getting there. They make the sun look like a dot. So the one who spoke all of that into existence became a human being. Do you understand the magnitude of restraint he must have exhibited in that human form? When people were persecuting him, people were coming at him, people were doing all of these things, all he had to do was think. If he was some of us, we would have said, no, I'm tired. No, y'all got the wrong one. Be like, Father, I know we made an agreement, but these Negroes down here, they'll press your last nerve. All of that. Can you imagine? Now, this is, I'm talking about the one who made all of this. Gonna let somebody slap him and ain't gonna do nothing. Jamar, they plucked out his beard. Hair by hair. They plucked out his beard hair by hair. So those of us who shave, you know how that's going to swell up. And he didn't say a word. Because he was thinking about you. Because he had you on his mind. Keep reading. Stripped himself of rightful dignity, verse 7, of all privileges and rightful dignity, so as to assume the guise of a servant or a slave, and that he became like men and was born a human being. And after he had appeared in human form, he abased and humbled himself still further and carried his obedience to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. Y'all here with me?
Yes.
Now look at 9. Therefore, because he stooped so low. Yeah, did y'all get that part right there?
Yes.
Because he stooped so low, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that in and at the name of Jesus Ernie must bow, whether it's in heaven or on earth or where? Under the earth. And tongue the ones who said he didn't exist. The ones who said he was a myth. What you think they're going to be like when they see him with those eyes of balls of fire? When they see that skin, oh Lord, that dark brown skin, and that white afro. That dark brown skin, that white afro, eyes like balls of fire. The one whose presence, according to Revelation 20 and 19, no, 20, Revelation 19, is so powerful that when he comes in his glory, the earth is going to say, excuse me. The heavens are going to get out of his way. That's Jesus for real, though. Y'all hear? Now, I'm finna blow somebody's mind. It's too late? Okay. I'm finna blow. Y'all heard what we just got through saying. Oh, I got some time today, don't I? Y'all heard, I forgot that. I did? Okay. All right, new subject. So, the thing, same subject. Oh, yeah, I got it now. Get over your 60s. Thing about it is that we finna blow y'all's mind. Because now, can y'all imagine how much glory he must possess when the Bible says the earth is going to move one way, the heavens are going to move one way, they're going to open like the Red Sea. That's some power. That's some glory. Here we go, Gerald. Here the mind-blowing thing. Hope y'all didn't have no edibles before y'all came. Look here. You know, this is my breakfast. This is the thing. The Bible says that as he is, so will we be. You did not hear me. As he is, so will we. First John 3:1 says, how blessed and beautiful it is that we are now called the sons of God. And so we are. And we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Let me get to the last part. For we shall see him as he truly is. The Holy Spirit in the believer now is shaping you up to look like him when you bust out of here. This is why Paul said, while the flesh dies daily, the spirit is being renewed. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Which is why Solomon said, knowing this, Deacon Yokely, Solomon said, the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. When you were born into this world, you were born a slave to this jacket. When you die, you are released from it. Y'all gonna be so shocked when some of y'all die and see what you look like. I ain't playing karma. Y'all gonna be so shocked. Y'all gonna be so shocked. You mean I ain't gonna even ask. When you see what, that's why when we have homegoings, all you see, oh, it goes back to a couple of weeks ago. All you see is the dead sea. You don't see the tree that came out of it. Y'all here with me?
Yes.
All right, y'all, before I go to this next one, let's go to verse number 11. And every tongue frankly and openly confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is what?
Lord.
To the glory of who?
God.
Y'all know what the scary thing is when you think about that. The folk that are going to the lake of fire gonna have to confess him before they go. But by then, too late. But before you drop according to one ancient text, Deacon Frank, for 40 days and 40 nights into the lake of fire. Before you drop, you're going to have to acknowledge that he is Lord. Colossians 1. Y'all getting this? This is why God owes us. Y'all know what I'm saying. Come on, I'm gonna say it again. God owes us. But we owe him. I have to come to worship. I can worship him at home. But I have to come to worship because he said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. And I have to come to worship because if he died naked in public, and he paid for me, and in addition to paying for me, I don't remember and keep in mind that Monday morning, I'm going to what he provided. Remember what the Bible said in Romans 1. It says, one of the reasons why God was so angry, because when they knew him as God, they did not acknowledge him. And also said, Jossie, and they were not thankful. Colossians 1. All righty. We're starting at verse number 12. Giving thanks. No, well, let's start at verse 11. We pray, this is Paul talking to the church at Colossae, we pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory to exercise every kind of what? Endurance and what? Patience, which is perseverance and forbearance with what? Joy. That's what the Holy Spirit strengthens you to do. Deal with it and be joyful in the process. He's teaching you calm under stress. He's teaching you peace in problems. He can't teach you peace in problems unless he creates some problems. He's teaching you how to chill in the fire. Hello? That is the peace that passes all understanding. That's why Jesus said, my peace I'm giving to you. Not as the world gives, but as I give. What kind of peace is that? Peace to have joy while you hanging on a cross. When Philippians said, when he was, I ain't got time for that. But Philippians was saying that while he was on the cross, the joy that was set before him was on his mind. He despised the shame and endured the pain because he had joy. What was the joy based on? A hope. What was the hope? What God promised was on the other side. There is not a problem that you have been through and will go through that has not been designed for you to be better after than before. It is part of the process. It is part of developing as a Christian. How does one develop as a Christian? You learn to stop complaining. You learn to say thank you. You learn to say thank you even in hard times. You learn to thank God for the hard times. How can I say that I love you? How can I say that I trust you? But when times come that are not favorable, I no longer thank you. When I don't understand, you told me all things are working. Which is why James said, count it when. Y'all didn't hear me. I didn't say nothing. Count it all joy when you fall into tribulations and trials, knowing that the trying of your faith is producing patience. And let patience have her perfect work. Patience ain't waiting. Waiting is what you got to do anyway. Y'all ain't hearing me with us. Waiting is what you got to do anyway. You ain't rushing nothing. You can keep hollering right now you want to. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. It was a time for you to get in it. It's a time for you to get out. And you ain't getting out. And what the Lord is trying, what the Lord is developing in you is that you got joy till it's time. That's why that song we did a couple of weeks ago, we're going to do it again pretty soon, Deacon Darius. Well, don't wait till the battle is over. You're supposed to shout now. Why? Because you know in the end, what y'all? Yeah. What? In the end, what? Okay, y'all act like y'all didn't know. Look, Mr. McQuarrie, I said, Lord, we need to have rehearsal right now. In the end, you know you're going to win. But that is what it is. Now, why do you come together? I need to be around somebody who can encourage me. I don't need to be around haters. I need to be around folk who going through as well. I need to be around individuals. I can lean on them. They can lean on me. I need to be around people who understand that the struggle is real, but God is able. I need to be around individuals who can see me cry and not think I'm weak, but understand I'm just going through right now. I need to be around people who can tell me God is good all the time. I need to be around people who tell me, hang in there, because if he didn't leave you yesterday, he ain't gonna leave you today. Sometimes your week has been hell. I ain't cussing hell in the Bible. Sometimes your week has been hell, and you need to be reminded, I trust in God. Why do I trust in God? Because I sought the Lord. Y'all better leave me alone here. Come on, Lisa. Y'all leave me alone. I sought the Lord. And what? He what? He heard. And he did what? He answered. I sought, he told me, say it one more time. Is that what he, I sought the Lord and he what? He did what? That's why. That's why. That's why. Because I ain't telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. All right, y'all, I got to finish this. Verse number 12. I'll skip that 11. Yeah, don't worry about it. 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the what? Of what? And has transferred us into the kingdom of what? In whom we have our redemption through his blood, which means the forgiveness. Anybody in here got some sins you want God to forgive? I know you ain't got none, Jamal. I ain't talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Got some sins that you want God to forgive. See, that's why we were dealing earlier, and we're going to get back to it. Don't take forgiveness for granted. As we showed you in the Bible, God don't forgive everybody. Keep reading. 15, now he, Jesus, look at here, y'all, is the exact likeness of the what?
Unseen God.
He is the visible representation of the invisible. Now, he said he is the what representation? No. I'm not keeping going. I know y'all reading it, but I'm going back to the brackets. He is the what?
Visible.
Stop. He is the what?
Visible.
Represent of the what?
Invisible.
All right, Sister Davis, you know where I'm going. Now do you understand why we told you? In the Old Testament, whenever someone was talking to God, they were not talking to God the Father. When the Adams were in the garden, they were not hiding from God the Father. God the Father is invisible. They were hiding from something they could see, which means there was a visible representation. Which is why Jesus said, I am Alpha. I wasn't in the beginning. I am the beginning. Come on, y'all. And then it says here at verse number, the last part is, he is the firstborn of all creation. And this is what it means in 16. For it was in him that the majority of things, it was in him that, I couldn't even think of something to put in there. Were created in where? And what? Things what? Seen and things what?
Unseen.
Whether they be thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities. All things were created and exist. By his service and his intervention. Not only do they exist through him, they exist in him. And then finally, they exist. Do you exist?
Yes.
So who were you made for? And he himself existed before all things. And in him all things consist, cohere, and are held together. And my last one, he also is the head of his body, which is the what? Not the pastor, not the bishop. He is the head of the church. This is why we walk by what he said. Because the church is his. And we are invited guests. He is the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone in everything and in every respect might occupy what? The chief place, which means to stand what?
First.
And be with. Preeminent. He's first over everything. Oh, that's Marley. Hey, Marley, I just figured out who you were. Oh, Lord. Look how big she is. He is first above all things. He is, so in your life, he should be not a hobby, not an afterthought. He made you for him. He gave up complete sovereignty to bring you into his family. That's Jesus for real, though. That's Jesus for real. And don't forget it, that's him for real. Okay. Bow your heads. Our Father, thank you for helping us to see you more clearly so that we can learn to love you more dearly. Thank you for opening our eyes, our spirits, our hearts to receive your truth and to know and understand that everything is about you. Continue to give us hearts that willingly surrender ourselves to your sovereignty first and to your love second. This is why the Bible tells us when we look at all that Jesus gave up for us, this is why the Bible tells us the human mind cannot fathom the love that God has for us. But I want to thank you for loving us. And I want to thank you for choosing us. There might be somebody here who's not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior right where you are. Say, Lord, I believe you died for my sins at Calvary, and I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, say, now, Lord, open my eyes, open my heart, open my spirit, and fill me with your spirit. Show me who you are. And thank you for giving me another day to see. If there's anyone who wants to join this congregation, in front of you there are cards in the slots, in the pews in front of you. You can take a card, fill it out front and back. On your way out of the vestibule, there is a box in the vestibule that looks like a cross. It's a wooden box. Take the card, fill it out front and back, and then put the card in that box, and members of the membership intake team will be in touch with you. And it would be an honor for us to love you with the love of Jesus the Christ. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all majesty, all dominion, and all power, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. It is in Jesus' name in the Greek, Yeshua in Hebrew, that we pray. Let everybody give God a great big hallelujah. And if you mean it, tell God, thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together, give God some praise. Have a happy